So let's check in with Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston for a second, because, you know, they will be tied to each other their entire life, our entire lives. I'm sorry. I realize that they were only married for like, you know, they were together for like maybe 6 years. It wasn't that long, but the breakup, the story, even though he's not with Angelina anymore, he is now inextricably tied to Jennifer Aniston. Every time we say Brad Pitt, you think Jennifer Aniston. So let's just go there.
Or okay? Angelina Jolie, one of the two.
Right, right, exactly. So Brad Pitt was seen today being wheeled out of a hospital in a wheelchair, and he wasn't shooting a movie. It was like Brad Pitt, legitimate Brad Pitt. Like it was like his regular day. It wasn't a movie he was shooting. He wasn't there doing research. He was being wheeled out of a hospital. So, of course, his reps, they immediately say, well, yeah, because he was in there getting some dental surgery.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a hospital for dental surgery? I am somebody that has terrible teeth genetically. I've had everything done to my mouth that you could possibly think of, and even that mm-hmm. I've had done.
Many times.
I have never, ever, none of the surgeries I ever had, they're always in doctors, surgical, they have like surgical units, mm-hmm. never in a hospital, never. So he is claiming that whatever dental work he had it done in a hospital.
Wow.
That doesn't sound right to
me. When I had my wisdom teeth taken out, that was at a hospital.
Not so me. I had my wisdom teeth taken out in the surgery room.
In the back of a store.
Yeah, it was behind the McDonald's. That's where everyone went.
Right.
What's the problem?
You're so cheap. I know you did it in the back room of a strip club. You're like, take them out. No, mine was actually...
I did a string and I said to my friend, floor it.
Okay, three more times. No, so mine was actually... in a hospital.
You were actually in a hospital?
Yes. So I think different states have different... I mean, he's in Florida, I think. So Florida, oh yeah, he's in a hospital.
Okay. All right, well, that's surprising, because I just was like, I know that the hospital has a rule that even if you're in having a baby and you leave, they have to wheel you out in a wheelchair. I understand that. So I understand why he was in a wheelchair. I don't understand why he was in a hospital having dental work. That... I don't know. I call a little BS on that.
Frankly. No, Lion King Kitties said she had wisdom teeth removed at a hospital too.
Okay.
So we can't afford in the South fancy places that aren't hospitals. So we have to go to hospitals.
And Rob, you're right. I have had many things done to my mouth. all consensual. All consensual. Let me be clear about that. So, all right. So if we're talking about Brad Pitt, let's also talk about Jennifer Aniston for a second. So her most recent ex, Justin Theroux, is on the cover of Esquire magazine. And oh my lordy lord, I always thought he was kind of cute. Like I was like, yeah, he's sort of edgy and cute. And he must live near me, because whenever I go for a walk down the East River, I always see him there jogging.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him there dozens of times. Running or walking his dog, whatever. So he must live not too far from where. Well, no, I think he lives downtown further. So he must come up the East River as I'm going down, and we meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He is hot. Like I had no idea. He's on the cover of Esquire magazine with these like ripped shoulders. He looks amazing. So in it, he talks about his relationship with Jennifer Aniston, which is weird because he was very tight-lipped about it while they were getting divorced. But now he's like, you know, bleh, he's willing to say everything. He's just sort of like, not keeping anything private.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that they're still super close.
Mm-hmm.
They remain friends. They FaceTime a lot. He said not every day, but they certainly talk quite often. He said the friendship part of it is still... really important. She makes him laugh. Like they laugh a lot together, which is what his original attraction was. But the main reason why they split up is because she's very LA. Like she's very, if you watch all those Real Housewives programs with those women and the lunch and the Botox and the face and the this and the that, you understand, you know, how that's Jennifer Aniston. He's very New York. Oh my God, look at those arms. Yes.
It's just so, because he's holding a dog. If he was holding a rabbit, you wouldn't say that.
I didn't even realize there's a dong in those arms.
Oh, yes,
you did.
Those
arms are so perfect.
It's the first thing you notice. And I call BS on this because actually what they did is they photoshopped this. That was my face. That's my dog. I have that same tattoo right there. That's my body. They just put his face on my body. Damn
that's
them.
Pretty funny.
That's what I look like.
He always, that dog is in a lot of his whole Instagram is just him and that dog.
Mm-hmm. It's a pit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's into, he's had, I think this is his second pit, I want to say, but, I think the dog's name is
Pit.
Kuma. It's K-U-M-A. I don't know how you pronounce it. I'm going to say Kuma. Mm. But yeah. So he, famously on Valentine's Day and New Year's Eve has photos with him and his dog where, they're both wearing tuxedo outfits, mm-hmm. and they're having like a champagne meal. I mean, the dog's not having champagne, but the dog has a champagne glass and like steak in front of it. So yeah, he's super close with that dog. The fact that when he did a cover for Esquire magazine, he was like, not without my dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously I love him even more.
So the big story is that they still talk.
Well, no, that they still talk, and that he said she wanted to stay in LA, mm-hmm. and he wanted to be in New York. And he said that was the main issue. It was like, she's very LA. She's into very LA things. And he likes the edginess of New York. He likes the people that are here. She tried to live here for a while, but basically she's like, ew, look at that homeless guy. And it's like, excuse me, have you been to LA? But she likes the preciousness of LA. So he implies that that was at the root of why they split up.
Mm-hmm. No, I think the snow makes it not good in New York, and LA doesn't have the snow and the rats and smelling like pee-pee.
No, you know what? Real New Yorkers don't care about that stuff. Like, snow's not a big problem here because as soon as it falls, I mean, the subways make the streets so hot. As soon as it falls, it rarely sticks. We hardly ever have snow that sticks. Like, I'd say one snowstorm a year.
Every time I would get off the train, what would I say? What the hell is that smell?
That's true. Yeah, you didn't get used to the smell here very easily.
No.
Also, you know, you were also in like Penn Station. Like you were in
the
were
hell
in
is
smell.
That smell? No,
know,
it got worse when you went to the 42nd Street subway, waiting on the J train. What the hell is that smell?
You were in Smell Central. You were there where all the tourists are. It's the tourists that smell. Us New Yorkers who don't live in those areas, we don't smell.
Okay. You know what a bathroom smells like in in a dive bar?
Yes.
At 3 in the morning?
Well. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've worked in many. Yeah.
That's New York. That's the smell right there. That's exactly what it smells like
it's
when you get off
New
that train.
It's not New York. It's no, it's 34th Street and 42nd Street, the only two places
it's
you
Penn
went
Station.
To. It was Penn Station.
Which is
and
a
42nd.
Major part of New York.
It's not. New Yorkers never go. I'm telling you, unless real New Yorkers don't need to go to Penn Station ever. I happen to have worked there for a couple of years. It was literally the first time I'd been to Penn Station in probably 10 years. I have no reason to ever go
Madison
there.
Square Garden is right there.
Yeah, so you walk in and walk right into the garden. You don't have to go into Penn Station to go into the garden.
You just walk past Penn Station. You can smell it. And it smells even worse when you get up on the
street. I
know,
but we don't live there. None of us live there. We live in Brooklyn. We live in Queens. We live in other areas of the city. But none of us live in Penn Station or 42nd Street. None of us do.
It's that commercial, you're nose blind. You're nose blind to it.
I am not nose blind. Let me tell you something. There's cherry blossoms and apple blossoms outside my window. And it smells amazing. Because I don't live where the tourists are. You're smelling tourists. You're smelling yourself and people like you from Michigan. That's what you're smelling.
No, it's and then you go to the bathroom in Penn Station. Oh, that's a fun place to go. That's
the
place.
Who goes to the bathroom in Penn Station?
I always went.
Tourists.
I always went.
Nobody that lives here.
I have to wait in line to smell more piss. That's what I'm waiting in line for.
Right. Tourist piss. You can't blame New York because tourists like to piss not in the toilet, but on the floor. That's a tourist problem.
Oh, give me some pizza while I'm here. I like the pizza while I smell piss.
You know what? You're so stupid. Like, you can't... You've never experienced New York. Going to Penn Station, you've never been to New York. Just because you've been to Penn Station does not mean you've been to New York
9,000 times.
But that's not New York. It happens to be in New York, but you never experienced New York.
Okay.
Kitty should be helping me, by the way, because she's a New Yorker. She should be like chiming in right now.
Yeah, but you're talking to the guy for many years didn't believe that the park
Central Park existed. Yeah,
right.
That's my point. You didn't think Central Park existed because you never saw it, because you never left Penn Station.
Right.
God damn it.
I just fell behind you.
This freaking picture, I've been trying to stick it on a freaking door for 2 days now. It just falls because there's no way to stick that to the freaking door, and it's driving me crazy.
You're very angry today, by the
I'm
way.
Very angry.
Everything is. You're angry about New York. You're really like, you're taking it out on the wrong things.
Stupid picture just keeps falling. I just want one freaking hour of saneness, and I can't get that. And you don't believe me that freaking New York smells like piss because you're nose blind to it. It smells like poo also. It's fell again. God damn it.
Lion King Kitty is driving, which is why she can't help right now, but I'm happy that she's listening at least.
So but she's good. Texting at the same time, so good job.
No, she's not. She probably hit the thing on her phone and said, you know, she's talk texting. You can do that while you're driving.
She said, what Cooper said.
Yeah, see?
No, I went all over. I went to what's that place I saw Bruno Mars?
I don't know. Where'd you see Bruno Mars?
Where is that? The Apollo. So I went to the Apollo.
Oh, I forgot. Was, right, right.
Uh-huh. I was all over New York. I went to the Apollo. I went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, whatever the hell.
42nd Street. Yeah,
right. I went again, there.
With a tourist go. 42nd Street.
I saw a show, a Broadway show. So that's New York. That's where
yeah,
I was.
It's where all the tourists are. You don't. Okay.
Right, but it's still New York. I've been to your house.
That's true.
New York.
It doesn't smell here. It doesn't smell around here. You just couldn't find parking, and that got you angry. You're not happy unless you're angry. Like there's so many things about New York that ticked you off that had nothing to do with you, but you just like you can't just zen into a place. You just got to go somewhere, and whatever it is, just let it be. But I had to listen to you go on and on about the fact you couldn't find parking here.
I put her ex-husband in the car to show me where to park. That. It was 2 hours to find parking, and that stupid. And then when you find this is the greatest. So when you find parking, it's $22.50 an hour to park there. And so if you sleep at Cooper's house at 6 a.m., you got to go outside and move your car.
Right.
You can't leave it there or it will get towed. So every 3 hours, you have to go out there and move your freaking car. It doesn't make any sense. But you can park it in a parking deck. Sure. That's $150,000 an hour to park in a parking deck.
That's true.
And the roads aren't supposed to be driven on by actual cars.
Yeah. Do you know why we do that? We're trying to deter tourists. We don't want you here.
Yeah.
We don't want you parking. And if you come, you could stay 2 hours and that's it. Then please go.
You parallel park in that city, somebody's going to smash into the front and the back of your car while they're trying to park.
Right. We don't want you here.
And you put a restaurant in the bike lane. Why not? Just put up the tent.
Well, it's COVID. You can't get mad at people for making money during COVID.
But they're taking up a valuable lane at a parking spot.
No, they've arranged that they take up two lanes now. One's now for parking. You can now park in that middle. People literally are just like stopping their car. The funniest thing is, this would drive you crazy. There's a Home Depot. Thank God it's moving. There's a big giant Bed Bath & Beyond that went out of business, and it's the entire street. It's like the whole avenue and the whole like two different streets. It's the whole block. It's enormous. So that went out of business, and thank God Home Depot is going to be opening there, because the Home Depot right now, it's one little door and it's right by the bridge. So there's nowhere to pull up and there's nowhere to park. So cars are like four cars deep.
God.
If you got to go like just, you know, pick up some wood or pick up a couple of boxes of stuff, you have to not even double park, quadruple park and have like a designated driver. It's hell. That would drive you nuts. You would hate that.
Well, I watch a guy. There's a guy that's on Twitch who is a bike messenger in New York. and it gives me stress. I have a panic attack watching him because there's all these cars and he just pull over, hit their warning lights, and taking up the whole, it's crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you could just go, oh, pff, whatever.
And he's going in and out of traffic, no problem, right?
He's running every red light there is. Yeah. Every single one of them. I don't know how you do it. And he doesn't get crazy about it. I would be yelling at people nonstop. This guy's like, ah, riding his bike.
That's the personality you have to be in New York. Like, I've sat in cab drivers' cabs when there's a lot of like stupid people or somebody making a left-hand turn from the right-hand lane, and or people like just walking out in front like on their phone, like there's a green light but they just walk.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say to the guys, I'm like, how do you do this all day? And they're like, just it's part of the job and you just got to zen through it. That's the personality you have to drive around New York or to be a bike messenger in New York.